This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You heard the announcer guy. We are your home of the Dallas Cowboys, Cowboys Falcons. Bobby Belt will be there. He is our Cowboys insider. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy. This is the Commercial Free Expressway with a free Tolo ticket giveaway. We're going to chop it up. RJ is going to get you ready for Halloween tomorrow, and we'll have power rankings at 8. But right now, joining us to preview the Atlanta Falcons is Carl Dukes from the game in the ATL live on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, Carl. How are you, man?
Fellas, good morning, Sean, RJ, Bobby. I want to be clear before we say anything and move forward. I am well aware of what these nuts mean. You guys had me dying yesterday. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man? Thank you for that. Much appreciated. Better reaction than Jerry Jones had to it. What is working out better? Falcons fans feeling better about Raheem Morris or Kirk Cousins?
I think they're feeling better about Kirk Cousins. Look, week one, it was a disaster. Everybody was analyzing what he couldn't do, how immobile he was. They lose to the Steelers 18-10. He finishes, you know, that game, I think, with 220-some-odd yards, and maybe it's 226. They're shut out in the second half, and everybody's losing their mind because they're like, this is not what we envisioned. Fast forward, now Kirk Cousins, 2,106 yards. Only three quarterbacks have thrown for 14 touchdown passes. He's one of them. He's gotten everybody involved, and he looks the part now. I think Falcon fans are more excited about the fact that Cousins has turned into what we thought he would be, and I think we knew what we were getting with Raheem Morris, knowing that he had been here with Dan Quinn in the past and had been with the organization. Everybody kind of had a feel for what he was going to bring. We didn't know what Cousins was going to be.
So if you could go back and do the redo of Belichick or Raheem, are you still taking Morris?
I am. Look, Sean, RJ, Bobby, here's the deal. Belichick wanted to come in and fire everybody. This is one of the things that didn't allow him to get the job here. And wherever he ends up this next offseason, and he'll get another opportunity, more than likely he's going to want all the power again. Once that happened, he had a great first interview. The second interview went to blank, and then it was realized by Arthur Blank, pardon the pun, that this was not going to be the right hire. Bringing in Raheem Morris brought in the energy, the youth, and the excitement, and certainly a Super Bowl-winning coach with experience and familiarity with the organization. It all played out, I think, the way it needed to, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Kyle Pitts has had a resurgence. Is that a lot of that on Kirk? Has Kirk just been targeting him, or has he actually been a better player getting more open?
I want to take responsibility for that. I've been on Kyle Pitts, fellas, for 3 years. You guys know how this is. There's always a player, and it doesn't matter if it's the NBA, Major League Baseball, there's always a guy where you're like, he's not giving us enough. And Kyle Pitts has been, you know, doomed by injuries. He had a 1,000-yard season in his first rookie season in his first year with Matt Ryan. And then it was downhill. And everybody's wondering, okay, is he going to get a second contract? Is he worth the fourth overall pick? Kyle Pitts, talked to him a few weeks ago. I said, I want you to do more. And he said, you know, I can't go to the coaches and say that, but I'm willing to do whatever they want. And all of a sudden now, he's one of the leaders in the league. I mean, you know, he's got, what, 419 yards from the tight end position. He's making an impact. He had two touchdowns against Tampa Bay this last Sunday. Kyle Pitts is finally showing us what he can be in the NFL. I just hope it continues.
So Arthur Blank should put you on the payroll like Jerry put us on the payroll. That's what you're saying.
Yes, he should.
Hey, that was lame though, Carl, man. That was lame. I love the concession prices and everything that Blank does there. That somehow he still gets away with going down there on the sidelines that Jerry used to get killed for. But, man, putting himself in the Ring of Honor like that was freaking lame, wasn't it?
Well, you know what?
Let's see if you're really on the payroll with this answer. Let's see.
See where we are.
You got better love yourself first, fellas. I mean, come
on. We know about that,
Carl.
Yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, he's like, if I don't put myself in hell, who's going to? Let me go ahead and take care of this.
There you go. The greatest love of all, just like Whitney used to talk about. Carl Dukes joining us from 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Okay, Carl, so obviously big Bijan fans here in Texas, first time with the Longhorns. You know, he's played better this year. He's gotten more opportunity than I know. There was a lot of criticism with, you know, Arthur Smith last year. But is he at all, has he at all been viewed as like a step below or any sort of disappointment factor with him of just he hasn't quite been the prolific player that we were expecting?
No, listen, I think last year at the end of the season particularly, he kind of hit a wall. And that happens with guys. I also think that Zach Robinson, the new offensive coordinator who came over from the Rams, has incorporated these guys and said, what do you want to do? What do you do well? How can I help you be better? And Bijan has spoken to us about this. Like, he's been like, hey, I'm more comfortable in this offense. I feel more freer in it. And I think you're seeing that with the production. I don't think there's been remorse or anything like that. Listen, whenever you take a running back that high, people are always going to criticize it. But when Arthur Smith, who was here and now with the Steelers, took Bijan Robinson, when they went down there to the University of Texas and worked him out, the thing that stood out was his flexibility, his versatility. He could run routes better than most wide receivers. You could put him in the slot if you wanted to. He could obviously run the ball. All of that was about how you could use him. And they saw him as potentially a Christian McCaffrey kind of running back. I don't think that's changed, guys. I don't think that's changed. And I think you're just seeing the start of him really coming out. In the next few years, I think Bijan Robinson will be the best running back in the National Football League.
Carl, the Falcons are scoring 24 a game. They're giving up 24 a game. What do we need to know? Who do we need to know on this defense?
Fellas, they are having problems, big problems getting to the quarterback. Listen, if you're a Cowboy fan, you're going to say Dak's going to have time on Sunday. They don't get sacks. Now, they get pressures, they get quarterback hits, but they don't get guys down to the ground. And it's something we've been talking about for the last 4 or 5 weeks, even though they've been stacking wins. They've won 4 of their last 5, Saints, Bucks, Panthers. Well, who hadn't beaten the Panthers? Lose to Seattle and then beat the Bucks again. And you go, okay, this is great. But these sack numbers are starting to become concerning. So that's going to have time. And I think that is one thing that if you're a Cowboy fan, you're saying, hey, if he can deliver the football down the field to CeeDee Lamb and company, we should have a chance to do something. But Grady Jarrett, Jesse Bates is having an unbelievable season. A.J. Terrell, they made him one of the highest paid corners in the league here this season. He's also having a really good year. There are certain positives and guys that are standing out. But as a whole, that is the deficiency on this defense. They do not sack the quarterback.
Carl, when it comes to this game, some are calling it a must-win for the Cowboys. Some of us are saying, I don't really know like what you're going to get from Atlanta. What's your response to that? With like, I know you just said 4 or 5 right there. Does it feel like you know what you're going to get from the Falcons, or are they still kind of up, still kind of down, and inconsistent?
Well, listen, they go and beat the Panthers 38-20, right? This was 2 weeks ago. They come home. Everybody's feeling good. Can we make it 4 in a row? How you handle success? They lay an egg and wet the bed and lose to Seattle at home 34-14. Then you go beat the Bucks this last Sunday in a must win, and now they're in control of this division being 4-0. If you were to ask me, and I said this, Sean, RJ, and Bobby, I said, we're going to figure out over the next couple of weeks exactly what this team is. I'd love to tell you that they're going to be ready and they won't be flat coming into this game and it's the Cowboys. But hell, I don't know, because we just saw that 2 weeks ago. So do I think it's a must-win for the Cowboys? Listen, fellas, I've been through 5, straight losses in seasons. You guys know somebody's getting fired. That just doesn't continue. So I do think it's a must-win for the Cowboys. I feel like it's a situation that the Falcons can learn about themselves. They're going to go to the playoffs, guys. They've secured a spot, I think, in this division to win this division. They have another game against Carolina. They got one more game against the Saints. Neither of those teams are doing anything right now. And I just feel like this is a spot where they can say, hey, we are really good, and we're going to come back and prove it and not only win 4 or 5, but now we're going to win 5 of 6 against the Cowboys.
Carl Dukes bringing it strong from Atlanta. It's the game here on the D&M Leasing Hotline, 105 through the Fan. Out of curiosity, what is your read on what all is happening here with the Cowboys? And do you have a strong feel, any type of feel of what's going to happen on Sunday?
You know, I keep thinking that at some point that Jerry and company can make a move, right? Jerry and Steven are going to do something.
Like a trade?
But here's the deal.
You know better than that. Come on now.
They can't, right?
NFL rules prohibit it.
Right. But that's not in his rookie deal anymore. That is the issue. I mean, when you went and got CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, it was a different world back in 2018. So you look at this team, and guys, I think the offensive line is underperforming. How the hell are the Cowboys last in running the football? Now, I get it. Zeke's not what he used to be, but I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm getting ready for this game this week, and I'm saying, you got all of these guys, two Pro Bowlers, Zach Martin, Tyler Smith, all these guys, highly paid, steal, and you're that bad at running the ball? I mean, hell, I feel like I can get four a pop behind those guys. But that's not but nobody's doing it. So I look at that and I say, the Cowboys are limited. This is the issue. They are limited offensively. And as much as you might like Dak and you think he is or isn't the guy, only you can do so much with what you got. And that is the fundamental problem. Obviously, Micah being out. We're looking at all of this and going, Atlanta fans are licking their chops. They're going, man, they got a lot of issues over there. Look at what's going on with the Cowboys. So that is how I see them right now. And I heard Jerry, as I said on your guys' show, you do a terrific job, and I would never threaten you guys with your job. But I'll say this. I think this is a crossroads, obviously, right now for the Cowboys. They got to either figure this out, or you guys know they're gonna they got to move forward on a bunch of guys and turn this thing around, and that's gonna be this offseason. And so the 12 wins over the last 3 years, it feels like it was 20 years ago now, right?
It does. A lot of Cowboy fans are a little bit regretful that Dan Quinn, that they let him get away, that they didn't make him the head coach. I'm gonna tee up for this fastball here. Why should we not be worried that we lost Sergeant Slogan?
And that started here in Atlanta, by the way, that soul sergeant slogan thing, you know, iron sharpens iron. Why should you not?
Or should we?
You should be. You should be. I actually think that was probably the move that should have been made. Listen, I still talk to DQ. He was beloved by ownership there. And he wanted to be a head coach again. And obviously this opportunity comes with new ownership in Washington. But I'll say this. He coaches the hell out of defense. And I know a lot of Cowboy fans blame him for that playoff loss when they didn't do jack against Green Bay. But the fact of the matter is, everywhere he's been, Seattle, won Super Bowls, came to Atlanta, went to a Super Bowl, went to Dallas, had the best defense turnover ratio. In Washington, they're leading the division. There's something to be said about what Quinn does. Now, does he hire the right guys around him and make his staff as best as possible to put himself in a position to maybe go to a Super Bowl? I think he's done a good job in Washington. I think Cowboy fans should regret the fact that they didn't hire him, that they didn't make him the guy and move on from McCarthy. That is what I believe.
How's the home field advantage for the Falcons? I mean, the perception from afar is that it's, you know, they're there, but it's not like this elite home crowd. How is the home crowd?
That's a great question. No, it really is. Look, there are going to be tons of Cowboy fans, but fellas, I mean, Sean, RJ, Bobby, you guys know, there are tons of Cowboy fans everywhere. Yeah. So there'll be tons of fans there for Sunday's matchup. The deal with the Falcons is, first, it's a late arriving crowd, all right? And everybody talks about Atlanta traffic. Listen, I lived in Dallas and Houston. I know what the deal is. All these big cities, you have traffic. Get your ass to the game, okay? Number one. Number two, it's a fan base that you have to grab their attention. And this is why it's been important for Kirk Cousins to play as well as he has over the last few weeks, because offense sells. And the fan base is now starting to feel really good about where this thing might be headed, and also getting a playoff game for the first time in 7 years. So there is some excitement. But if I was to sit here and tell you that there is a legitimate home field advantage, whether it be you going to the Eagles or, you know, it's Minnesota or some of these other places we could talk about where you know what to expect, I can't tell you that. That has not happened quite yet this season, even with all of the moves that were made this offseason and the anticipation that the team was going to be good. This team is still grabbing people. And part of that is, fellas, you know, you get five losing seasons. It wears on you. It's a bad relationship. It's an abusive relationship. So fans are like, hell, what are they going to be? Are they going to show up? They're not going to show up. Do I show up? And we've been going through that, and I think we're starting to come out of it now.
Top afternoon show in Atlanta. You can hear why on The Game. You can also hear him on Sunday mornings right here on The Fan, part of the Infinity Sports Network. He is Carl Dukes on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Fantastic preview, man. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the game and the rest of the season.
Sean, RJ, Bobby, you guys seen him? These nuts!
Damn, that was good.
That was good. That's very good.
That was very good. Man, what a preview right there from Carl Dukes, who you can hear on this radio station Sunday mornings as well.